Okay. So now Mishnah Vav, the last of the parak. In cholken es chatzer ad shehei arba amos lazeh v'arba amos lazeh. We're revisiting something I mentioned at the beginning of the parak, which is at what point is a chatzer, the yard, big enough that I can force you to split it? I can say, listen, we were partners, but I want to dissolve the partnership. You'll have your piece, I'll have my piece, and we'll go on with our lives. It has to be big enough that when I partition the chatzer, to force you to do it, it has to be big enough that when I partition the chatzer, you still have a functional space. And how big is that? It's 4 amos by 4 amos, you know, 2 meters by 2 meters. It's really 6-7 feet on a side. It's very small. Enough that you can, I don't know what, do your thing there. And that's in addition to, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but it's in addition to another 4 by 4 amos that you'd have in front of the, your doorway to load and unload your animal and so on. So once you have that amount of space, and it's big enough for each of us to get that amount of space, so then I can turn to you and say, we're splitting this chatzer, if we're partners. V'lo esa sadeh, now if we're sharing a field, and we were partners, and now I say we're dissolving the partnership, we're dividing the field in half, again, the field has to be large enough that when I give you just a half a field, it's still economically viable for you to maintain, and that wouldn't be true if it's a tiny field. So how big is that? Ad shiyehei ba tishas kabin lezeh, v'tishas kabin lezeh. It has to be big enough that you, large enough to plant 9 kav of seed on your side exclusively. Remember, there are 6 kabin in 1 sa. The sa was 12 liters, the 6-pack of water. So 6 kabin is 1 sa, 9 kabin is 1.5 sa. And if you remember, a base sa, the amount of area where you plant 1 sa of seeds, is 50 by 50 amos, 2,500 square amos. So 1.5 times that is 3,750 square amos. Right? In other words, 50... Instead of 50 by 50, it's 50 by 37.5, right? Amos. So that's big enough, 3,750 square amos. We're talking something like, let's call it 10,000 square feet. It's only 10,000 square feet. Okay? At that point, remember, 3.5 tennis courts, including the doubles. So that point is big enough that it's economically viable as a separate field. Less than that, I couldn't force you to divide it. What would happen is, if, let's say we shared a field and it wasn't big enough to divide it up like that, but I want to dissolve the partnership, then we do something called gud or agud, which is either you buy me out or I buy you out. We set a price that's a fair price, and I say, listen, either we go to a third party or we say amongst ourselves, you know, this field's worth $10,000, you give me $5,000 and you take it, or I give you $5,000 and I take it, but we're not working together anymore. You can choose. You're a prerogative. I'm forcing dissolving the partnership. You can choose if you want it all or I get it all. Okay. Now, so that goes for a field. Now, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really disagree. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad shehei ba tishas chatzei kabin lezeh, ba tishas chatzei kabin lezeh. It's not 9 kav, but 9.5 kav. In other words, 4.5 kav is of field of planting space is enough. But it is true that numbers come out to be half. Instead of 3,750, it's 1,875 square almost. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda, where he lived, the land is more fertile, and therefore you could just make more economic. You can make economic profit on less land, and therefore he said the shear is half what it used to be. But whatever it is, the point is. Well, whatever makes economic sense is what it will be. Now, those are for fields, which, you know, a lot of work and relatively not valuable produce, just wheat. However, veloa sagina, for talking about a vegetable garden, now vegetables, you can prevent, when you're making your strawberries, whatever it is, you can get much more value in much less space. Ajei ba chatzei kav lezeh, ba chatzei kav lezeh. Enough seed to plant just a chatzei kav, a half a kav. A kav is, let's say, 2 liters, so a chatzei kav is 1 liter of seeds. In the garden. How big is that? It's something like 208 square amos. Something like 650 square feet. It's small. Right? And that's enough. If you have enough space, you can make a profit there. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Beis Rova, he says even a quarter kav, 500 mils is enough. Space to plant 500 mils of seed is enough to make a living here. And therefore, that's like 375 square feet, tiny. Okay, fine. Velo es a troclin, if you're going to cut up a troclin, troclin is like the, I don't know, the salon where you meet. Velo es a maron, that's like the hallway. Velo es a shovach, I should try that wrong. Troclin is more like a hallway and entranceway, like, and a moron is like a, I don't know, yeah, salon or something. Velo es a es a shovach, the bird coop. V'lo es a talit, and not a the garment. V'lo es a merchatz, not the bathhouse. V'lo es a beis habad, the oil press. Ad shiyehei ba k'dei l'zeh k'dei l'zeh. And we can't cut it up and divide it physically into two halves unless there's enough to make economic sense for both of us. Zeh klal, the principle is, kol shiyachalek u'shmo alav. If after we divide it physically, it would maintain its name, meaning it hasn't qualitatively changed, it's still functional as what it used to be functional as, then cholken, we can force a physical divide. Vim lav, but if it's not possible to cut it in half and it maintain its status as the thing it was before, then ain cholken. In other words, obviously if we were fighting over a jacket, we can't cut the jacket in half, because then it's no longer a jacket, it's something else, it's just a piece of cloth. So that's not emasai. When does this all apply? Bezman she ain shneim rotzim. We're talking about where one guy's forced another guy to dissolve the partnership, so since you're dragging your heels, I can say, no, we're dividing in half, and you get half, and I get half. But, aval bezman she shneim rotzim, obviously if we agree we want to dissolve the partnership, we're happy to cut everything in half, including cutting the tuxedo in half, and you get the pants, and I get the jacket, whatever it is, or whatever, or you get half a jacket, and I get half a pants. So then, that's okay. If we want to be dumb and cut off our nose, split our face, cut our properties in half, we could if we agree. That's obvious. Of course, that goes without saying, right? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is v'kisvei kodesh. If what we share was svarim, you know, we have Megillas Esther that we want to, or say for Torah that we want to not share anymore, right? Afal pi sheshneim rotzen. Even if we agree, you know, you're getting the first five prakim, or you're getting, you know, brachos and shmos, by yikra. So that's not going to cut it. You know, literally, you can't cut it. You can't cut it in half. Lo yachloku, you can't divide it because that's a ganai to the sefer. Okay.